I feel like this year, the MVP award has kind of been handicapped to a certain field. When we're talking about who's the MVP this year, a couple guys actually come to mind. You know, James Harden, LeBron James. I got to give credit to a guy like Damian Lillard. I got to give credit to a guy like Anthony Davis. But if we're really just narrowing the field down, and again, there are a lot of other great players, but I mean, Kawhi didn't play this year. Westbrook is about to average a triple-double for the second straight season. And he's not even in the conversation for MVP when that triple-double average won him the MVP last year. Kyrie Irving, he was playing good, but his numbers were down. Yeah, Boston was playing well, but he wasn't, you know, as good as he's been in recent years. So you really couldn't argue him for MVP. Steph only played 51 games, even though him and KD are always going to steal votes. And I would actually think KD would have stepped up in Steph's absence and performed otherworldly like we know him to be capable of, but that wasn't the case. He missed games too, so they're out of it. Anthony Davis, at the end of the day, what he was able to do without Boogie Cousins, dragging the Pelicans to the point where they've made the playoffs now. I think it's the second time they've made the playoffs in his career, is amazing. He deserves some love, but the Pelicans just aren't good enough. So I think it goes back to James and LeBron. James, he paired up with Chris Paul this year, and the Rockets have taken another level, you know, another step. They've gone to another place. Last year, they were the number two seed. They won about 55, 56 games, I believe. And they were knocked out by the Spurs after James' disappearing act in the playoffs. And there was talk that James should have been the MVP. But again, what Westbrook did last year was so, you know, it was so incredible. It was so difficult. And for a point guard to pull off a triple-double average a year after losing a teammate the caliber of Kevin Durant, you had to figure James Harden at some point was going to be an MVP. People say he got robbed in 2015 when Steph won his first one. They say Westbrook got his one last year, so you could argue he should have been MVP two of the last 3 years or three of the last 4 years. But this year, I mean, to average 30 points plus, almost 9 assists while playing with a ball-dominant point guard like Chris Paul and leading themselves to the best record in the West for the first time since 2014. I think that was the last time someone other than the Warriors had the best record. It's incredible. It speaks a lot to James's leadership. It speaks a lot to the Houston Rockets and the way they built that team. But again, I think James's play has just been crazy this year. We're talking 60-point triple-doubles. You know, we're talking 50-point games. We're talking 40-point triple-doubles. Like, James does it all. He's doing things that haven't been done since Wilt. But on the other hand, man, we can't talk about MVP and not talk about LeBron. This is year 15. And you could really argue he's played on a couple different teams this year. You know, there was a team with IT and D. Wade and D. Rose and Jay Crowder and those guys. And who at one point won 17 straight and then fell into such a slump that they had to do something. They had to make a change. And they made a change bringing George Hill and Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance and all these good pieces. But are these guys stars? No. They're very good individual players. For LeBron to be averaging near 27 points, over 9 assists a game, just under 9 rebounds a game in his 15th season is incredible. You know, and it's funny because all I keep hearing from dudes is, yo, LeBron is putting dudes in the body bag. And it's true, bro. I've never seen a player in his 15th season posterize so many dudes. You know, go back to the game in Brooklyn where he just flew over like 3 guys from right inside the free throw line. Go back to the dunk on Nurkic. Go back to the dunk on Sarge. You look at the dunk last night against Michael Beasley. And Beasley ran out the way. The guy is incredible. The guy is indefatigable. LeBron James is still the best player in the world. No one can elevate a team the way he can with his play. And we're not even going to talk about the efficiency, shooting near 55% from the field. How can someone get older and become more and more and more efficient? Jordan never shot 55%, not even in his prime. Kobe never even shot 47%. So when we're talking about the great players in the league today, you know, none of them even have the cachet. None of them have the clout. None of them have the greatness, you know, of one LeBron, the one of what he's built over the last 15 years. And for him to come out this season amongst all the controversy and put up these kind of numbers and have these kind of games and this kind of impact. And yeah, the defense is down. He's taking a break. You know, playoff Bron. He got ready for the playoffs. And you can use that to indict him all you want. But James Harden still isn't a good defender, if you ask me. To me, the Rockets are just a better defensive team. Capella in the paint. P.J. Tucker. Luke Richard and Bamute. Chris Paul. You know, those are very good defenders. You know, so even if James Harden was playing out of this world defense, which he's not, you wouldn't notice it because he's surrounded by so much defensive talent that he gets to maximize his offense more than you think. Whereas LeBron doesn't have that luxury. LeBron doesn't have the luxury of having a point guard. He doesn't have the luxury of having an all-star caliber center. You know, Kevin Love is there. Shout out to Kevin Love. No disrespect to Kevin Love. But, you know, he's not exactly that athletic, you know, dominant second option that a lot of these other guys have, although he's a very good player. So I think the knock on LeBron, honestly, is his own greatness. For a guy that's won 4 MVPs, I don't know if I could give him a 5th when his team is playing to this standard. LeBron, for himself, is going to be All-NBA first team this year. LeBron has the numbers that scream most valuable player, but the team's success is a factor, and they're not even going to win 50 games. And for a guy as great as LeBron, who I've seen rip off 27-game win streaks, granted, yeah, I know he had D-Wade and Bosch and all those guys. I've seen him win 60-plus games multiple times. To give him MVP in a 47-win season, especially in a year where guys are hooping the way they're hooping, like James Harden is hooping, like Westbrook is hooping, like Anthony Davis is hooping, it wouldn't be fair. And I also think it'd be disrespectful to his overall legacy. James Harden, on the other hand, he's missed out on some awards. And one thing I actually do hate about the MVP is narrative, because I feel like sometimes narrative plays too big a part. I feel like Westbrook, again, I think one of the greatest what-ifs in NBA history would always be, what if Westbrook had averaged 9.9 in assists or rebounds instead of 10? You know, would he have gotten the MVP? Do you think voters would have been that paid to decline a man the award over 0.1 in a particular statistic? You know, I just do believe the triple-double was that significant. It was necessary for Westbrook as an 8 seed to be named the MVP. You know, so for James to come out and average 30-9, basically on par with what he's been doing the last couple of years, and be wholly efficient, have the best seed, have the top seed in the Western Conference that features the Golden State Warriors, that features the Minnesota Timberwolves, that features the Spurs even without Kawhi. You know what I'm saying? That's very competitive. It's very difficult. And combine that with the fact that he's been quote-unquote snubbed in the last couple of years, you have the recipe for a guy who I don't think it'll be unanimous, but who's the clear-cut favorite for most valuable player. Now, he will win the award, but fans will actually debate, well, is he even that? LeBron's the best player, so he's the most valuable. You know what? I can't even disagree that much. Because, like I said, you take James Harden off of Houston. Competent team. Playoff team. You take LeBron off that Cleveland team, they're getting smacked. If they make the playoffs in the East, it's by the hair on their chinny chin chins. To say nothing of a conference finals, of an NBA finals. Because forget about that. That's not happening. Forget about that. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Wherever he leaves, the team becomes a lottery team. That's the kind of player LeBron is. That's the kind of player he's been this year for a Cleveland team that's seen his fair share of drama. You know, its fair share of inconsistent play, its fair share of injuries, guys going in and out the lineup, coaches being out. The one constant has been LeBron James. Look no further than the fact he's going to play 82 games for the first time in his career this year. In year 15. Where he's catching more bodies than ever, having more dunks than ever, more highlights, more efficient. His greatness supersedes any individual award. I do believe he'll win a 5th one before it's all said and done as something of a kind of a legacy, respect for all the years of snubbing, because don't get it twisted. With 4 MVPs, LeBron's been snubbed at least 3-4 times with MVP. Just off voter fatigue, being in Miami, you know, guys are tired of getting to the same guy. Because you're tired of getting to the same guy, does that mean he's no longer the most valuable player? Or it's not good for optics? I don't know. Personally, I would have liked to see Steph win a 3rd one, but I mean, linking up with KD, obviously putting championships before individual accolades. Man, love me some Steph, though. But James Harden, yeah, he deserves it. He's going to get it. But to me, the true value of an MVP is not what you do in the regular season. It's validating that award throughout the postseason. And like I said, Westbrook last year, he deserved it, but then they were clapped in the first round. But 4-1, you know, so you can say, oh, Houston had the better team. I said, yeah, but they had the MVP, and they only got a game out of him. You know, so how you value it is how you value it. You know, James has something to prove. After the disappearance last year, if you're going to truly be named the MVP, you gotta pull out this year. Nothing less than a Western Conference final appearance, at the least. And the team is talking championship. We're built to beat Golden State. We're well-equipped to beat them. You better beat them. And James better be the reason why. Don't just accept it because you've had a great season. Go out there and show us why you deserve MVP. Because I've seen LeBron go out there for the past 10 years in the playoffs and dominate. MVP or not, that's the mark of a valuable player. And until James Harden can show me that, you know, I'll always, you know, question just how valuable, even if he is deemed the most valuable, he is. But as far as regular season awards go, in terms of excellence and team performance and uplifting your team, there's no doubt in my mind, James Harden is the MVP this season. Any thoughts? Join the conversation.